Alpha Alpha 4 Golf Hotel on the W4NYK repeater. Good evening, this is AA4GH. I didn't catch your call sign.
Shane, November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo, N4ZLK. How are you doing this evening?
We're doing okay. How are you guys recovering from Helena? Did you have any damage? Helene, I can't pronounce it right. Did you have any damage from that? Over.
Quite a few people out of that don't have power. I think they're most of them are up to about 90%, 95%. They're hoping to have everybody back online by the end of this week, I think. Still some people without internet. At my home personally, we were without power until Friday. It was going on eight days, Friday to Friday, Friday morning to Friday evening. But we've got a standby, portable generator that's fairly good size, and it was able to take care of us at our house. But we did not get it nearly as bad, obviously, as Western North Carolina did. So were you up at your place in North Carolina or through all this? I know you live in Florida as well.
Yes, we feel kind of snake bit. We were in Newland, North Carolina, saw the storm coming. We figured the hurricane wouldn't reach that far north with anything heavy, just some rain. Well, some rain was 30 inches within 2 days, flooding. All the horror stories you've seen, we saw some of them up close and personal. We personally are okay, but we left as soon as roads were passable because we figured we were kind of just one more burden on resources, and maybe getting out of the way was a good idea. And we got home, and no sooner took a deep breath, and here comes Milton. And we decided to boogie, and we're now up in the panhandle of Florida in a hotel waiting for it to hit tonight, and then we'll see what the aftermath is tomorrow. Certainly been an active season and kind of a scary one. Back to you.
I wasn't sure where Newland was. I couldn't remember where you were. I'll have to look that up on the map. But that's a lot of rain. Yeah, we had gotten, on Thursday, we'd gotten pretty good rain, 4 or 5 inches, maybe more here. And then Friday morning, Helene came through and dumped a whole bunch more rain. I think that's what was the main issue. The ground was so saturated that the trees just couldn't stay. The roots wouldn't hold them in the ground anymore. And we did have some flooding. Again, nothing like North Carolina, but several of the roads were blocked for a couple of days, and some bridges were washed out, or at least damaged enough where they had to close them. But man, running from two hurricanes in less than 2 weeks, that's probably something you won't do again for a while.
Well, we certainly hope not. We're starting to think, though, that people are not going to let us into their territories because we bring bad luck. I mean, literally, we got home on Friday last week, took a deep breath, started to put stuff back together, and started watching the weather and saying, oh, fudge, here comes another one. And, Sunday night, we were sitting with an elderly couple in their early 80s and talking about things. I was helping them move some stuff around off their lanai, and we kind of collectively decided, let's leave in the morning and go north. And we did. My wife, Pat, is a great trip planner, and she got us hotel rooms. We're now in Niceville, North Carolina, which is not real far from Eglin Air Force Base. And we'll see what happens overnight, how much damage there is, and then decide when to head back. Hopefully people will be okay. They've got plenty of warning, so we're hoping that loss of life is minimal. Over.
Not a lot of damage, or as little damage as possible with something that strong, and no loss of life, hopefully. Now, did you say you went to the panhandle and now you're in North Carolina? Is that what you said?
No, we're in the panhandle in a city called Niceville, Florida, near Eglin, Air Force Base, and we're perfectly safe. We're way out of the line of fire. We had to go pretty far just to find available rooms. So we're got 150 miles or more away from any effect of the storm. We're worried about fuel on the way back and roads, so we'll do some evaluation. I've got a pickup truck, and I'll have 20 gallons of gasoline in cans just to help extend range. So we're going to do our best. Well, hey, thanks for talking, Shane. I'm going to get back to some weather monitoring and trying to reach people in my area. So, hey, I'm glad you got your repeater back up. I missed you while you were down, and hope that you have a good recovery yourself. I mean, you guys did take it on the chin too, AA4GH.
Very nice to hear. You're glad you guys are okay. And I'm sorry about misunderstanding. Peter stayed active. It kept power and actually was used tremendously right from the start and all through the whole last week and a little bit this week to help coordinate supplies and get finding people and connecting people and things like that. So there was a lot of people that did a really nice job on here. Unfortunately, that power was lost. But Gus, you and your wife have a good evening, and nice to hear from you. Glad you're okay. Alpha Alpha 4 Golf Hotel from November 4, Zulu, Lima Kilo, 73.
Threes, my friend. Stay safe. AA4GH, off and clear.